Well, there's lots of great fundraisers in this great nation of ours. One that stands up, because I think it's been around for such a long time and it does such a whole lot of good, is McHappy Day. No, it's more than just the silly socks and buying a Big Mac and all that sort of stuff. It's about supporting families. Did you know Ronald McDonald House currently has 18 houses right around Australia? 18. I did not know that. And they accommodate more than 10,000 families annually. Let's find out about what the journey might look like with a mum who hails from Majorca, not far from Maryborough. Her name is Amanda Stewart. She's on the line this morning. Good morning, Amanda.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm well. More to the point, how are you?
Yeah, really good, thank you.
Let's go back in time. Your beautiful little girl, Sophie, is 15 months old now, Amanda, but what was life like for you when she first came into the world?
So everything was normal as far as the pregnancy went and her birth. That was all to plan. It wasn't until she was barely an hour old. She actually had some low blood sugar, so she went to the special care unit here at Ballarat Base. And while she was there, she kept desetting on her oximeter, so her oxygen levels were dropping quite low, and that's not normal for babies.
No.
So I started looking into that, started putting her on high flow oxygen, and she eventually had to move up to a CPAP machine. And when they realized that she needed more attention than they could provide here, they rang the Piper team, which is an ambulance transfer system to take us to the Monash Children's Hospital. That was the only NICU bed they had available.
Goodness gracious. It must have been a really challenging time for yourself and Ben, and I guess not long after, Amanda, a rather, I guess, devastating diagnosis was made.
It actually took quite some time. It was about 3 months. She was about three and a half months old when we got given the diagnosis finally. During that time, we just stayed at the hospital, and Sophie being our fourth child, we stayed with her as much as we could, and we tried to juggle around our other kids and just do everything we could to be with all of them as much as we could.
Oh, I didn't realise, Amanda, there was another three to the Stewart clan as well, so that just added another twist to the tale, didn't it?
Yes, she's our fourth.
Now, tell us about the diagnosis on Dean's curse. Excuse me if I'm pronouncing that wrong. What's it all about?
So, on Dean's curse is another term for CCHS, which is congenital central hypoventilation syndrome. That basically means congenital meaning from birth, central meaning her middle area, like the trunk of her body or chest, hypoventilation meaning underbreathing, and syndrome meaning it's part of her DNA. It's not something that we can fix.
Sounds like you've been around doctors quite a lot, Amanda.
Yeah, we certainly have.
Oh, boy. And this Ondine's curse is incredibly rare as well.
Very much so. There's an estimated only 1,300 in the entire world.
1,300 in the world?
Yes.
Wow. And Sophie's strain is particularly rare?
Yes. So within CCHS, there's two versions of it. One's called PARM and one's called NPARM. NPARM covering only 8% of all CCHS. And she is within that.
Goodness gracious. It's just remarkable, but thank goodness for the diagnosis. I guess at least we know what we're dealing with. What can Ondine's curse do to Sophie? How does it affect her?
So the main issue with Sophie is when she goes to sleep, her brain no longer controls her breathing and she just stops and doesn't do it. So anytime she sleeps, and being a baby, it's quite a lot. Whenever she sleeps, we have to put her on a machine called a BiPAP, which actually breathes for her both in and out.
A BiPAP machine. So without this technology, Sophie simply wouldn't be with us today?
That's right. There's many theories around it, one of them being that it could possibly be the reason for SIDS cases, because those are very similar to what the effects of CCHS, and it's so difficult to actually diagnose. But so she's on her machine, and that's just the main part that she needs. But there are, unfortunately, secondary issues that come along with it. So she's been cleared of something called Hirschsprung's, which is a particular issue with her bowels and her digestive system. Mm-hmm. She's at risk for neuroblastoma during her childhood, which is why she gets regular cancer screens, both here with her pediatrician and back at Monash every 3 months or so. And we also have to take her back for regular sleep studies, which is where we go to a sleep center and hook her up to dozens of cables and watch her sleep and make sure that her BiPAP settings are correct for how she functions at night, I guess.
McHappy Day fundraising is underway, and I'm having a chat to Amanda Stewart, who hails from Majorca, just outside of Maryborough, talking to us on Ballarat Today this morning. Amanda, Sophie is 15 months old now. What's she like as a young lady around the house?
We've called her Feisty from day one. She is beautiful. Just sassy and stubborn and beautiful and girly and just sweet and lovable. She's amazing.
Just like her mum?
Yeah, of course.
Now, tell me about your stay. Obviously, Sophie was in hospital for over 2 months. Ronald McDonald House, just invaluable for yourself and Ben?
Absolutely. The first 2 days when we went to Melbourne, we didn't know what we were doing. We stayed in a hotel. We were just trying to figure everything out. We were very far from home. And we were linking with a social worker within the hospital who got us in touch with Ronald McDonald House Clayton, which is just across the car park of Monash Children's.
Mm-hmm.
And they set us up there, and we stayed there for 55 nights. Just in turn, at first my husband and I stayed, and then we had to bring our two-year-old with us as time went on. And then we sort of swapped around bringing our older children with us. Mm-hmm. And the whole time they grew to know us, and they rode the highs and lows with us when it came to Sophie, and they're just amazing. The charity is just invaluable. It really is.
How would you have gone, Amanda, if you had to have paid for accommodation for 55 days?
It would have broken us. It would have come down to seeing our daughter or just going broke trying to afford to stay there.
Yeah, well,
it made every difference in the world.
Thank God for Macca's and Ronald McDonald House. I was amazed to read, as I mentioned at the start of the interview, there's 18 of them around Australia, but from what you've seen, is demand there for more resource?
Absolutely. These people are giving their time, and there's so many volunteers that do so much, but trying to run so many houses for so many families for every day of the year they're open, it's the charities and Ron that day and everything, absolutely everything, they're vital to keep these places going, and they're so needed and so appreciated by any family who needs to use them. I can't sing their praises enough.
Well, Amanda, it's been a bumpy old year, of course, with the pandemic. You might have heard about it. Of course, the bushfires to start with, everyone was being asked to give, but seriously, if there's another charity that we should support, it should be the Ronald McDonald Houses. McHappy Day coming up. There's $5 silly socks. There's $2, $10 and $50 helping hands. You can buy a Big Mac to help out. And, of course, you can make a donation online as well.
Yes, that's fantastic. We've got many hands and some socks for the kids already.
Good on you. rmhc.org.au/give is how you can help. Well, Amanda, to yourself and Ben, keep up the good fight, and a big shout out to the feisty 15-month-old Sophie as well. Great to have you on the show today.
Thank you so much.